Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalto Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for a civic for Yaakov Aaron Ben Rochel and the Refuah Shleima, Yo Ben Soro, Ule Mordechai Ben Soro, Ule Doiv Beresh Ben Shifrat Sivyo, on Purim, we say Shoshanas Yaakov. Shoshanas Yaakov sold the Samecho, the Roisim Yachat Chelas. The Klal Yisrael rejoiced when they saw Mordechai Yosef at Chelas Bechur and Homon leading the way, and they saw already that it was an apochu, there was a Yeshua. But the Python continues and then says, Lohidia, this teaches us, Shekol koivecha lo yevoishu. All those who put their hope in Hashem will not be disappointed. Lo yikol mulo nesach, and then never be embarrassed forever, kol achisim by all those that take refuge in Hashem. And the question is, what's the pshat? Mordechai came out, they saw there was a Yeshua coming. That's Lohidia Shekol Kvevecha. Anyone who puts his hope in Hashem, anyone who takes refuge in Hashem will never be disappointed. How does that teach me that? That Doer had a schus. They were saved. And maybe in the schus of their bitochen. But how does that apply to me? How do I know? Lohidia Shekol Kvevecha. We see from here, anyone who puts his hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be saved. This is a little bit difficult to see how we learn that lesson just from the story of Purim, just what happened to that generation, happened to them. Who says it's going to happen to every generation who puts their hope in Hashem? So there's a beautiful explanation here from the Brisker Rav, Yitzchok Zev Soloveitchik, Yitzchok Zev Alevi Soloveitchik. And he brings the Loshon of the Rambam to explain this. The Rambam in the Adar Chazaka says like this, V'tzivu likrois, it's in the Hakdoma to the Adar Chazaka, V'tzivu likrois ha-Megillah bo'inoso, we're commanded to read the Megillah at its appropriate time, k'dei lahazkir shvochei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to mention, to remember the praises of Hashem, u'seshuais she'osa lonu, and the salvation that he made for us, he was close to hear us, in order to praise him, to bless him, and to let be known to future generations. This is why we're reading the Megillah. To let not only to praise Hashem for what he did, but to let it be known to future generations. The Doras Haboim, She'emes Mashiv Tichonu Batoira. The future generations should know that what the Torah promised us is true. Ki mi goy godoyla shaloy elokim kreifim elov, kashem elokim b'chol koreinu elov. Who is this great nation that Hashem is close to them whenever they call out to him? That's the Loshon of the Rambam. So one of the things that the Kriyas HaMegillah is supposed to teach us, besides to praise Hashem for the miracles he did, but to teach us a lesson that it's true what the Torah said. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says, "Mi goy gadol, who is such a great nation, asher lo yelokim kreiv melov, that Hashem that is close to them, the kashem elokeinu b'chol koreinu elov, whenever we call out to him, he's right there for us." That pasuk is true. And we learned the truth of that pasuk in the story of the Megillah. When we remember the story of Purim, we come to deepen the awareness. Doesn't mean intellectually we know what the Torah says is true, but emotionally we feel it more. The Torah promised. Wherever we call out to him, he's close. That's a promise, and we reconnect with that promise. We internalize that promise. We feel a deeper sense of emotional appreciation of that promise when we read the Megillah and we see and we revisit all of these nisim and how Hashem was close to us. Harei mevuah midivrei Rambam, this is the Brisker Rav talking, she'inyan pirsum hanes to kriyas haMegillah, the pirsum nisim of the Megillah, eino rak defarsim hanes atzma, not only to farsness, el farsim, to let it be known, ulo hidia, let everyone know, l'doiris haboim, future generations, sheho yokorav Yeshua, seino Hashem was close to our Yeshua, and to let them know the truth of this promise that the Torah made, Hashem made a promise. Me goy godol, asher lo elokim krov melov, Hashem elokeinu b'chol koreinu elov. Says Hashem is close to us every time we call out to Him. Brisker Rav continues and says, "Zeh bir hapiyot." This is what it means in the Shoshana Zeh. Lohidia, haynu lohidia ledoras haboim, shekol koyvecha, haynu shekol ametzapim umispalim mishuosoi. All those who hope to Hashem, which means all those who await and pray for the Yeshua of Hashem, they will never be embarrassed. They will not be embarrassed for putting their trust in Hashem. Why? Because it's true what the Torah promised us. That is the ultimate truth. They've internalized the message. They've emotionally recognized the truth and intellectually must have known that Hashem is close to us. All those that trust you, the Yediyah comes for Deiros. The Deiros are able to internalize this message. Anyone who takes refuge in Hashem, turns to Hashem, will never be embarrassed for that. He will be zeicher to the Yeshua. And he says this, the words of the Rambam are really based on the Gemara in the Gila Yud Aleph. And the Gemara says, Rav Masna Omer Mehocha, Mi Goy Gedol Asher Lo Elohim Krov Melov, Kashem Elohim Bichol Kureinu Elov, Harei Mevua B'Gemara, Divi Yeshuas HaPurim, Hoya Gilu Yzeh, Shel Mi Goy Gedol Asher Hashem Elokeinu Krov Elov Bichol Kureinu Elov, that the Yeshua of Purim revealed this to us. Now, obviously, the revelation is not intellectual, because we know, when it says in the Torah, we knew. But when we see the promise of the Torah fulfilled, that deepens our ability to rely on it emotionally. Intellectually, we know the Torah says, "Behol Koreinu Elov," that is, when we call out to Hashem, He's close to us. I know that intellectually, as the Torah says, "Ani Ma'amin," that every word of the Torah is true, of course. But here's something else. Here is the pshat. I can internalize it emotionally because I see a picture of the fulfillment of the Haftocha. The story of Purim showed me that behold, Koreinu Elov, that when we call out to Hashem, Hashem protects us. That posuk is reality. We see the posuk alive and well in reality. That makes it possible to internalize that emotionally and to feel the power of that posuk in our lives and everything we do. And that's the Shoshanas Yaakov, Tzolus Samech, Beroisim Yachav, Tchelas Mordechai. When they saw Mordechai in the Tchelas and they realized that it was Venapuchu and the Yeshua was coming, Lohidia, that is to teach us. Shekol Koyvecha Lohivo Yeshua. You can't teach us Kol Koyvecha, maybe it's only Mordechai, but no. Mordechai wasn't an isolated incident. Mordechai was a fulfillment of the posuk that Hashem is Korav Eleinu B'chol Koreinu Elov. When we call out to Him, He's Korav to us, He responds. If that's the case, if we saw it, Lohidia, this lets us know emotionally, we now have taken the idea that was here and internalized it in our hearts. Shekol Koyvecha Lohivo Yeshua. Lohikol Mulonesach Kol HaChoysim Boch. Why? Because the posuk says so. The whole Koran, Mikash Goy Godol Asher Al Shem Elokeinu Krov Melov, Hashem is close to us, the whole Koran Elov. And when we saw it in action in Purim, we're able to internalize that posuk, that Haftocha is not just something we know intellectually, that Haftocha is something we feel. And Lohidia, Shekol Koyvecha Lohivo Yeshua. Anyone who puts his hope in Hashem will not be embarrassed, lo yimkol mulo netzach, and never to be embarrassed eternally, kol hachoysim boch, all those that take refuge in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the ultimate reality, and the posuk has come alive to us emotionally. And I think in times like this, when the situation is very, very difficult, what we don't know what our people are going through in Ukraine, even in Russia. We don't know what's going on. We hear stories, we hear snippets, we hear tidbits, we hear a little bit here, a little bit there, but we don't know. We do know it's a shrek lechamatzav. We do know that the refugee problem is geferlich. If there are millions of refugees, there's 750,000 Jews supposedly, then there's a lot of Jewish refugees. We hear from different organizations, we hear about it. And Chamon Litzlan, we don't know about how many people have been hurt, how many people have been wounded, how many people, Rahman al-Islam, may not even be alive. It's a shrek al-Hamas. But we have to muster the strength. And the Pasuk tells us, Kimi goy godoil asher loy elokim krev melov kashem elokeinu b'chol koreinu elov. There's no other nation that has Hashem is krev melov, Hashem is close, and we call out to him. And we know, we've mentioned here before, seems to say in the name of the Arizal, Koslu Shem Hu Arizal, Shemachol Yoim Kishoimer Kilishuos Chakivino Kolayoim. We have awaited, we're hoping for your Yeshua all day long. Yicham Shemitzapel Yeshua, I'll call Soros and Imsaboy. We should be Mechavan all the Soros, who Misugal Meoila Hatzola. And this is a very big school of a Hatzola. And we should be Zoicha to see that. We should strengthen our bitochen and our hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should focus that hope all day long. Just like for all of our personal tzoros, we hope a whole day for the Yeshua. We should be focused the whole day. That Achenu Beis Yisrael and Sunu Betzoro Vashivio Oimdim Bein Bayom Ovein Bayabosho Amokim Yerachim Aleim. And we should recognize that the Pasuk that promises this closeness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Purim that we just experienced, we should be mechazik that inyan, that we should feel it in our kishkas, we should feel it in our hearts, we should feel it emotionally. Ki mi goy godol Asher lo elokim krev melov, kashem elokeinu, chol koreinu elov. Let's hope and let's pray that we should hear. There should be Yeshua's, nisim v'neflois, Yeshua's, nechomois, refuois, hatzola, and shmiro gedoyla me'ula v'yoyser, l'kol klal Yisrael u'befrat, achenu beis Yisrael that are in those terrible, terrible danger zones.